I am talking about special issues for an assumption of a CMBS loan. I'll back it up, leave the title on there. It's a lot like an assumption, any assumption transaction, only there are some special provisions for the CMBS requirements. As we get in here, the purpose is to tell you about the assumption process that you're going to be going through, that you're going to need to deal with in the contract. Cover some special clauses that, and I've given you my standard form contract. You can use your own and just look at the way I've inserted provisions in there so that yours will work. And then discuss editing tips, because that's what I've been doing for a while now. I will tell you, I think this will continue to be a trend as people are putting their CMBS loans on there right now. There's been a big push for those, and they'll be looking to sell them early in that process, because once you get deep into an assumption loan, suddenly you have to pay 90% of the purchase price in cash because the assumption balance is so small and nobody ever wants to pay them off. The exclusions and limitations, not really here to talk about drafting a contract, negotiating a contract. A lot of papers on that. I'll mention a few things. I'm not really addressing the whole CMBS regulation process. I don't know anything about that. It makes my head spin every time I do a loan. They keep telling me no for various reasons. And you heard Patrick's article earlier. I had a chance to read it. I didn't understand his article, and you understand now why I don't speak on CMBS loans. As a pre-start, before you start this process, if you're representing a buyer or a seller, think about a couple of things. First, as buyer's counsel, get your hands on the loan documents early. They're not confidential. They'll usually give them to you early.